Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Open up your songbooks to page 500. Page number 500, I will say this song was submitted 2 or 3 months ago, and we've just not had time to get to it. And the question is asked, would this be a scriptural song to sing in our services? And let me say that based out of everything that I have seen in the song and that I'm going to present tonight, I believe that it would be a scriptural song. If we sing it with this understanding, will the circle be unbroken? Page number 500. It is written by, and I'm going to take an attempt at her name because she has an English background, Ada Merivan. And she was born in England on January the 8th, 1861. She has a Baptist faith. And this hymn was written by her in 1907. And then the music was composed by Chase H. Gabriel. I want us to look at the first 4 verses of the song, and then we'll get into the chorus. There are loved ones in the glory, meaning in heaven, whose dear form you often miss, speaking with reference to those who have passed on. And all of us certainly can relate with what has been stated so far. We know that we have members of the body of Christ who have passed on into the glory land. Now, they are awaiting the return of Jesus in the Hadean realm in paradise, but we know that they've gone on to glory, and we do miss their form, the form that we enjoyed with them while they were here, their physical presence with us. When you close your earthly story, in other words, whenever you pass from this life, will you join them in their bliss? That's a question and a challenge, is it not, to each and every one of us, that we ought to consider where they are. We ought to be looking upon our lives and asking when we pass on, knowing where they are in their eternal bliss, will we also be able to join our loved one? In the joyous days of childhood, how oft they told of wondrous love, pointed to the dying Savior, now they dwell with Him above. In that, looking back over my life, I have had many of our family as well as brethren who have shared with me about the love of God. If there would be any red flag at all, it would be what is stated in the last part of that second verse. Now they dwell with Him above. At this point, they're not literally dwelling with Jesus because Jesus is in the eternal realm in heaven, where He is seated at the right hand of God, reigning and ruling on high. Yet, in a figurative way, hence they will go on to be with Him in eternity. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul said as he wrote to the saints at Philippi, it is better for me to die and to go on and to be with the Lord. And yet, as Paul died, there's no given scripture that I have come across that would indicate that he literally went on into heaven. Or rather, I would assume that Paul, as others have done, have gone on into the eternal Hadean realm in paradise. But yet Paul stated that it was better for him to go on and to be with the Lord, knowing that full well in the end, that is what would happen and will happen even for you and me. So as I would sing that, I would sing it with that understanding. Verse 3, you can picture happy gatherings round the campfire long ago. Now, I personally have that recollection with friends and with family. If you've never gathered around a campfire with your loved ones, maybe you don't have that memory. If you've not done that with the ones who are still alive, I want to encourage you to do that. There is a lot of great time spent around campfires. But in this, it's speaking with regard to the happy memories that we are able to gather and to collect over our life here. And you think of the tearful partings when they left you here below. I remember whenever I lost my first family member, my mammal key, her name was Eunice. And, actually my papal key. My mammal went shortly after her, or after him. My papal key and my mammal key I was very, very close to. And when my papal died, it was very sudden, very unexpected. And then whenever we lost my grandma, the same. And I cried for months on end and like to never got over that, if you would. And certainly the writer, I believe, is factoring in the emotions that all of us feel. Verse 4, one by one, their seats were emptied. One by one, they went away. Here the circle has been broken. In other words, the circle of life, the circle of being able to have them in our lives, will it be completed one day? In other words, will you be able to join them in heaven? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, in the better home awaiting in the sky, in the sky? A version that I heard years ago said, in the sky, Lord, in the sky. When Jesus Christ returns, He will not step foot upon the face of this earth. Rather, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through verse 18, that in the resurrection, all will be caught up to meet Him in the air. And those who are Christians shall be with the Lord forever. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 18 says, therefore comfort one another with these words. Will the circle be unbroken? In other words, will you live your life? Will I live my life in compliance to the will of God to be able to go on into paradise if I die before the Lord returns? Will I be able to go on into eternity, into heaven, to be with those who are saved? Or will that circle be broken? Will I be out of that circle in the end and be eternally separated from God? That is the way in which I read this song, and that is the way or the mannerism in which I would sing the song if indeed we were to sing it here at East End. If I missed something, please come to me and let me know, and I will gladly take a second look at that as well as correct what possibly I've missed. Tonight, we are so grateful for each and every one who is here. We're grateful for those who are watching us on Facebook as well as on television, and invite you to be a part of our services each and every opportunity that you might have.